we have a saying that we use here, and it's the four D's. Is it debt, divorce, disability, and I don't remember the last one, Tammy. What is it?
Death. Did you say death?
Did I say death? I don't look. I mean, that would be your final D, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's you know, yeah, I said debt. That's instead of death. So debt. That's the reason. You know, those are four reasons you don't want to give it to your child. Now, when you do die, if you gave that home to your child, you know, way back when the fair market value was, you know, here, and they get you die, and then, you know, I don't know, 10 years down the road or so, they go to sell it and the value's here, they're going to get, you know, hit with capital gains instead of just paying inheritance tax when you die and the property being transferred to you. So that's, you know, one instance where you don't want to just give things to your kids now for a dollar. Well, two things: the five-year look back, because it would be considered a gift, and it'd be a very large gift depending on, you know, what sort of property you'd be transfer. And,
yeah, so an alternative to that, do you want me to talk about trusts? And
that would be a good time to move into the trusts. Yeah,
so the alternative that is, you know, you want your property to go to your kids and not to the state of Pennsylvania or any creditors. So what we recommend instead is an irrevocable trust. And what that does is it shelters it from your long-term care costs, and it guarantees that it goes to the beneficiaries that you want. So it will eventually go to your kids. But you can continue to enjoy that property and live in it during your life. You have the power to sell the property. You have the power to sell that property and buy another property in the name of the trust. But it's not your property anymore, so the state of Pennsylvania can't touch it. And then the trust has a built-in will. So upon your death, it terminates, it goes out to your beneficiary. And then, like Chris just said, they get a tax break. They get what's called a step-up in basis. So when you pass away, an appraisal gets done on the value of your property. And if they sell it for that same value, they don't pay capital gains tax. They will still always pay Pennsylvania inheritance tax, and that rate is about 4.5% for children, grandchildren. So it's much less than a 15% capital gains tax.
What if you sell your property to your child?
So I can answer maybe like half of this, and Tammy might be able to finish it off with the particulars regarding Medicaid. So if you want to sell it to them, you want to make sure you sell it to them for fair market value, because you're still going to have to be looking at, you know, getting dinged by Medicaid if you were to have to apply for those benefits in the future. And I think that is, you know, the main reason why selling it is great if you sell it to them for fair market or close to fair market value.
And to also answer that question is, what's your intention? Is your intention to sell it to them and then they own it, they live there? Or is your intention to sell it to them, but you retain living there and covering everything? So, you know, besides the whole five-year look back, Pennsylvania Department of Revenue is pretty aggressive about coming after people for taxes when you pass away. And even if you did not retain a life estate, if you lived in that home, you sold it to your kid and they lived down the street or another block away, and you still lived in that home, Department of Revenue says you have an implied life estate, and they will still tax your estate for that property when you pass away. So to avoid that, if you want to avoid that and you are selling it to them, you're not worried about the five-year look back, we would have you do a rental agreement where you're actually renting it from them, and that avoids the situation with Department of Revenue. But now you've opened yourself up for capital gains. So again, depending on what they paid for the property.
It's a rental. Should I just try to sell it on the market? What do I do with the money received for sale?
Yeah, so rental property. So if you're trying to actually just get rid of the rental, you don't want any more. I think, you know, if it's not your primary residence, it doesn't matter if you sell it to your child or out on the market. The main thing is you want to just get fair market value if you're worried about the 5-year look back. So get an appraisal, try to stick to that appraisal. If it doesn't sell for that, then, you know, you can get a letter from a realtor on why it didn't, you know, if there's something else going on. And as far as what you do with that money, you know, again, depends on what your goals are. Do you have debt you want to pay off? Do you want to try to preserve it from nursing home care? You can set up a trust, put the money in a trust. So there are all sorts of options depending on what your personal situation is.